The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World. By Peter Wolben. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World by Peter Wolben is an exploration into the secret world of trees. The book delves into the complex relationships between trees and their environment, as well as how they communicate with each other. It reveals that trees are much more than just woody plants; they have feelings, memories, and even personalities. Wolben begins by discussing how trees interact with their environment. He explains that forests are not simply collections of individual species but rather communities in which all members cooperate to survive. Trees share resources such as water and nutrients through underground networks called mycorrhizal fungi. This allows them to support one another during times of drought or disease. He then goes on to discuss how trees communicate with each other using chemical signals sent through the air or soil. These signals can be used for warning about predators or sharing information about food sources. Wolben also discusses how some tree species form close bonds with others in order to protect themselves from harm. The book also explores the idea that trees have emotions and memories similar to humans. For example, he describes experiments showing that when a tree is injured, it will send out distress signals in order to alert its neighbors so they can prepare for potential danger. Additionally, he argues that old-growth forests contain wisdom passed down over generations due to their long lifespans. Finally, Wolben examines our relationship with nature and suggests ways we can better care for our planet's forests. He encourages readers to think differently about these ancient organisms and recognize them as living beings worthy of respect and protection. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Trees are social beings. Trees are capable of forming relationships with other trees, and they communicate with each other through a network of underground fungi. They can also recognize their own kin and help them to survive. Main idea number 2. Trees have feelings. Trees can experience pain, fear, and even joy. They can also remember past events and respond to them in the present. Main idea number 3. Trees are connected to the environment. Trees are sensitive to their environment and can respond to changes in the weather, soil, and other environmental factors. Main idea number 4. Trees can heal themselves. Trees have the ability to heal themselves from disease and injury, and they can also help other trees to do the same. Main idea number 5. Trees can communicate with other species. Trees can communicate with other species, such as birds and insects, and they can even send messages to humans. Main idea number 6. Trees can live for centuries. Trees can live for centuries, and they can pass on their knowledge and wisdom to future generations. Main idea number 7. Trees can adapt to their environment. Trees can adapt to their environment and can even change their behavior in order to survive. Main idea number 8. Trees can survive in extreme conditions. Trees can survive in extreme conditions, such as drought, fire, and floods. Main idea number 9. Trees can help to regulate the climate. Trees can help to regulate the climate by absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen. Main idea number 10. Trees can help to prevent soil erosion. Trees can help to prevent soil erosion by stabilizing the soil and providing shelter for other plants. Main idea number 11. Trees can provide food and shelter for animals. Trees can provide food and shelter for animals, such as birds, insects, and mammals. Main idea number 12. Trees can help to purify the air. Trees can help to purify the air by absorbing pollutants and releasing oxygen. Main idea number 13. Trees can help to reduce noise pollution. Trees can help to reduce noise pollution by absorbing sound waves and providing a natural sound barrier. Main idea number 14. Trees can help to reduce water pollution. Trees can help to reduce water pollution by filtering out pollutants and providing shade for rivers and streams. Main idea number 15. Trees can help to reduce the effects of climate change. Trees can help to reduce the effects of climate change by absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen. Main idea number 16. Trees can help to reduce the risk of flooding. Trees can help to reduce the risk of flooding by absorbing water and providing shelter for other plants. Main idea number 17. Trees can help to reduce the risk of soil erosion. Trees can help to reduce the risk of soil erosion by stabilizing the soil and providing shelter for other plants. Main idea number 18. Trees can help to reduce the risk of wildfires. Trees can help to reduce the risk of wildfires by providing fuel breaks and providing shelter for other plants. Main idea number 19. Trees can help to reduce the risk of landslides. Trees can help to reduce the risk of landslides by stabilizing the soil and providing shelter for other plants. Main idea number 20. Trees can help to reduce the risk of air pollution. Trees can help to reduce the risk of air pollution by absorbing pollutants and releasing oxygen. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Trees are social beings in more ways than one. They form relationships with other trees, communicating through a network of underground fungi known as mycorrhizal networks. Through these networks, they can recognize their own kin and help them to survive by providing resources such as water and nutrients. Trees also communicate with each other through the release of chemicals into the air, which can be detected by neighboring trees. These chemical signals allow trees to warn each other about potential threats or changes in their environment. For example, when a tree is attacked by an insect or disease, it will emit volatile compounds that alert nearby trees so they can prepare for attack themselves. This type of communication helps ensure the survival of entire forests. The connections between individual trees go beyond just communication. Some species even share resources like sugar and nitrogen with their neighbors. In this way, they act almost like a single organism, superorganism, working together to create a healthy ecosystem. Main idea number 2. Trees are living, breathing organisms that have the capacity to feel and respond to their environment. They can experience pain when they are injured or pruned, fear when threatened by a storm or other natural disaster, and even joy when they receive ample sunlight and water. Trees also possess an impressive memory. They remember past events such as droughts or floods and will adjust their behavior accordingly in the present. For example, if a tree has experienced drought conditions in the past, it may grow deeper roots in order to access more moisture from further down into the soil. In addition to feeling physical sensations like pain and fear, trees can also sense subtle changes in their environment such as temperature shifts or changes in light intensity. This allows them to adapt quickly to changing conditions, which helps ensure their survival over time. Furthermore, research suggests that trees communicate with one another through chemical signals released into the air, which allow them to share information about potential threats or resources available nearby. The idea of trees having feelings is not new. Many cultures around the world have long held beliefs that plants possess some form of consciousness. However, recent scientific studies have provided evidence for this notion by demonstrating how trees interact with each other and respond emotionally to external stimuli. Main idea number 3. Trees are deeply connected to their environment. They rely on the air, soil, and water around them for sustenance and growth. Trees can sense changes in temperature, humidity, light levels, wind speed and direction, rainfall amounts and patterns of precipitation, all of which affect how they grow. In addition to responding to environmental cues from their immediate surroundings, trees also communicate with each other through a complex network of underground fungi that connect the roots of different species. The hidden life of trees reveals how trees use this interconnectedness to share resources like nutrients and water with one another when needed. It also explains how trees respond differently depending on the type of environment they're growing in, from forests where competition is fierce to urban areas where there's less space but more protection from extreme weather conditions. By understanding these connections between trees and their environment, we can better appreciate why it's so important to protect our forests from destruction or degradation due to human activities such as logging or pollution. We must recognize that healthy forests are essential for maintaining a balanced ecosystem that supports all life forms. Main idea number 4. Trees have an amazing ability to heal themselves. When a tree is injured, it produces special compounds that help fight off infection and promote healing. These compounds are also released into the air around the tree, which can help other trees in the area to resist disease and injury as well. Trees also produce hormones that stimulate growth of new cells at the site of injury, helping them to repair damage quickly. In addition, trees can share resources with each other through their root systems. If one tree is struggling due to disease or lack of nutrients, its neighbors may be able to provide assistance by sending extra resources through their roots. This helps ensure that all members of a forest community remain healthy and strong. The hidden life of trees is truly remarkable. By understanding how they communicate and heal themselves, we can better appreciate these incredible organisms and work towards protecting our forests for generations to come. Main idea number 5. Trees have a unique ability to communicate with other species. Through their root systems, they can send chemical signals to one another and even warn each other of danger. Trees also use pheromones to attract insects that help them pollinate or protect them from predators. They can even send messages to humans through the air we breathe, for example, releasing volatile compounds when under stress. In his book The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, Peter Wolben explains how trees are able to talk with one another and share information about their environment. He describes how trees form networks underground by connecting their roots together in order to exchange nutrients and water, as well as warnings about potential threats such as drought or disease. The communication between trees is an amazing phenomenon that has only recently been discovered by scientists. It shows us just how interconnected our natural world really is and highlights the importance of protecting our forests for future generations. Main idea number 6. Trees are some of the oldest living organisms on Earth, with many species having lifespans that can exceed hundreds or even thousands of years. They have seen and experienced more than any human ever will, and their knowledge is passed down through generations. Trees are a living record of our planet's history, providing us with invaluable insight into past climates and environments. The longevity of trees also allows them to form complex relationships with other plants and animals in their environment. Over time, they develop intricate networks that provide food, shelter, protection from predators, and even communication pathways between different species. These connections help ensure the survival of all involved. Trees also play an important role in maintaining healthy ecosystems by providing oxygen for us to breathe, as well as storing carbon dioxide, which helps reduce global warming. In addition to this, they act as natural filters for pollutants such as dust particles from the air we breathe. It is clear that trees are essential for life on Earth. Not only do they provide us with resources, but they also offer a unique connection to our past and present environment. We should be grateful for these ancient beings who have been here long before us. Let's make sure we protect them so future generations can benefit from their wisdom too. Main idea number 7. Trees are incredibly resilient and adaptive organisms. They can adjust their growth rate, leaf size, root depth, and even the chemical composition of their leaves in order to survive in different environments. Trees have evolved over millions of years to become experts at adapting to changing conditions. For example, some trees can sense when they're being shaded by other plants or buildings and will respond by growing taller or wider branches in order to reach more sunlight. In addition, trees can also change their behavior depending on the environment they find themselves in. Some species may produce fewer flowers if there is a lack of pollinators nearby, while others may drop more seeds during times of drought as a way to ensure survival for future generations. The ability for trees to adapt has allowed them to thrive all around the world despite drastic changes in climate and habitat destruction caused by humans. This resilience is one of the reasons why forests remain such an important part of our planet's ecosystem today. Main idea number 8. Trees are incredibly resilient organisms, capable of surviving in some of the most extreme conditions. In areas prone to drought, trees have adapted by developing deep root systems that can reach far below the surface for water and nutrients. Trees also possess a remarkable ability to survive fires. Their thick bark protects them from heat and flames, while their sap helps put out any small fires that may start on their branches. In addition, trees can even withstand floods due to their strong roots, which anchor them firmly in place. This is especially true for species such as mangroves, which live in coastal regions where flooding is common. The roots of these trees act like stilts, allowing them to remain upright despite rising waters. Overall, it's clear that trees are able to thrive under a variety of harsh conditions thanks to their incredible adaptability and strength. From deserts to rainforests, they provide us with essential resources no matter what environment they find themselves in. Main idea number 9. Trees play an important role in regulating the climate. They absorb carbon dioxide, a major greenhouse gas, from the atmosphere and release oxygen back into it. This helps to reduce global warming by reducing the amount of heat-trapping gases in our atmosphere. Trees also help to cool down hot temperatures by providing shade and releasing water vapor through their leaves. In addition, trees can act as windbreaks that slow down strong winds and protect against soil erosion caused by high winds. By protecting soils from erosion, they help maintain healthy ecosystems with diverse plant life that can better withstand extreme weather events such as floods or droughts. Finally, trees provide habitat for many species of animals and birds, which are essential for maintaining biodiversity on our planet. These species also contribute to pollination processes, which are necessary for food production. Main idea number 10. Trees are essential for preventing soil erosion. Their roots act like anchors, holding the soil in place and providing stability to the ground. Trees also provide shelter for other plants, protecting them from wind and water erosion. The leaves of trees help to slow down rainwater as it falls, allowing it to soak into the ground rather than running off quickly and taking away valuable topsoil. In addition, trees can absorb excess water during heavy rains or floods that would otherwise wash away large amounts of soil. They also reduce runoff by intercepting rainfall before it reaches the ground surface. This helps keep sediment out of rivers and streams where it can cause damage downstream. Finally, tree roots create channels through which air and water can move more easily into the soil profile. This increases infiltration rates so that more moisture is available for plant growth while reducing runoff at the same time. Main idea number 11. Trees are essential for the survival of many animals. They provide food in the form of nuts, fruits, and seeds, as well as shelter from predators in extreme weather conditions. Birds build nests in trees to raise their young, while insects use them for protection from predators or harsh temperatures. Mammals also rely on trees for food and shelter. They may climb into a tree's branches to escape danger or find refuge during cold winter months. In addition to providing sustenance and safety, trees can also offer a sense of community among animals living nearby. For example, birds often flock together around certain types of trees that produce abundant fruit or nuts, a behavior known as flocking, which helps protect them from predators while allowing them to feed more efficiently. The importance of trees in sustaining animal life cannot be overstated. Without these vital resources provided by nature, many species would not survive, and our planet would suffer greatly. Main idea number 12. Trees are natural air purifiers, absorbing pollutants like carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen. Trees also absorb other harmful gases such as sulfur dioxide, ozone, nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter from the atmosphere. These pollutants can cause respiratory problems in humans and animals if left unchecked. By removing these pollutants from the air, trees help to improve air quality. In addition to filtering out harmful particles from the air we breathe, trees also provide shade, which helps reduce temperatures on hot days. This is especially important in urban areas where buildings trap heat and create what's known as an urban heat island effect that can make cities much hotter than surrounding rural areas. Planting more trees around cities can help mitigate this effect by providing cooling shade. Finally, trees act as a natural barrier against wind-borne dust particles that can be hazardous to our health when inhaled over long periods of time. By slowing down winds near ground level with their foliage and branches, they help keep dust levels low. Main idea number 13. Trees are natural sound absorbers, and they can help to reduce noise pollution in urban areas. Trees absorb sound waves by breaking them up into smaller pieces, which reduces the intensity of the noise. This is especially effective when trees are planted close together in a dense formation, as this creates an even more effective barrier against loud noises. In addition to absorbing sound waves, trees also act as a physical barrier between noisy sources and residential areas. By planting trees along roads or other busy areas that generate high levels of noise pollution, it can help to muffle the sounds before they reach nearby homes or businesses. Finally, trees provide a calming atmosphere that helps to reduce stress levels caused by excessive noise. Studies have shown that people living near green spaces with plenty of vegetation experience lower levels of stress than those who live in noisier environments without any greenery. Main idea number 14. Trees are natural water filters, helping to reduce the amount of pollutants that enter our waterways. They absorb and break down contaminants like nitrogen and phosphorus from fertilizers, as well as heavy metals such as lead and mercury. Trees also provide shade for rivers and streams, which helps keep them cool enough for fish to survive in. In addition, trees help prevent soil erosion by stabilizing the banks of rivers and streams with their roots. This prevents sediment from entering the waterway, reducing turbidity levels, the cloudiness or haziness caused by suspended particles in a liquid, which can be harmful to aquatic life. Finally, trees act as sponges during storms. They absorb large amounts of rainfall before it reaches our waterways. This reduces flooding downstream while also allowing more time for pollutants to settle out before reaching our lakes and oceans. Main idea number 15. Trees are incredibly important for the health of our planet. They absorb carbon dioxide, a major greenhouse gas, and release oxygen into the atmosphere. This helps to reduce the amount of heat-trapping gases in the air and can help to slow down global warming. In addition, trees provide shade, which can help cool down cities that experience high temperatures due to urbanization. Trees also act as windbreaks, which can reduce energy costs by reducing heating and cooling needs in homes and businesses. Finally, trees play an important role in water management by helping to prevent flooding through their root systems. They also help filter pollutants from rainwater runoff before it enters rivers or lakes. Overall, planting more trees is one of the most effective ways we have to combat climate change. By increasing tree cover around the world, we can make a real difference in slowing down global warming. Main idea number 16. Trees play an important role in reducing the risk of flooding. By absorbing water, they help to reduce runoff and prevent soil erosion. Trees also provide shelter for other plants, which can help to slow down the flow of water during heavy rains. This helps to reduce the amount of water that reaches rivers and streams, thus decreasing the chances of flooding. In addition, trees act as natural barriers against floods by slowing down floodwaters and providing a buffer between land and water. Their roots hold on to soil particles, preventing them from being washed away by fast-moving waters. The presence of trees also increases infiltration rates into soil so that more rainwater is absorbed rather than running off into waterways. Finally, trees create shade over bodies of water such as lakes or ponds, which can help keep temperatures low enough to prevent evaporation from occurring too quickly. This reduces the amount of surface area exposed to rainfall and therefore decreases runoff. Main idea number 17. Trees are essential for preventing soil erosion. Their roots bind the soil together, making it more resistant to wind and water erosion. Trees also provide shelter for other plants, which helps to protect the soil from being washed away by heavy rains or strong winds. In addition, trees can help reduce runoff of rainwater into streams and rivers by absorbing some of the excess water before it reaches these bodies of water. The leaves of trees act as a natural filter that traps sediment particles in their canopy before they reach the ground. This reduces the amount of sediment that is carried away with stormwater runoff and deposited elsewhere in waterways or on land surfaces downstream. Finally, tree roots absorb moisture from rainfall and release it slowly over time through transpiration, the process by which plants release moisture. This helps to keep soils moist even during dry periods when there is little precipitation, reducing further risk of erosion due to lack of moisture. Main idea number 18. Trees can act as a natural barrier to the spread of wildfires. By providing fuel breaks, trees can help slow down or even stop the progress of a fire. Trees also provide shelter for other plants that are more vulnerable to fires, such as grasses and shrubs. This helps reduce the amount of combustible material available for a fire to consume. In addition, trees absorb heat from the sun during the day and release it at night, which helps keep temperatures cooler in areas prone to wildfires. The shade provided by trees also reduces evaporation rates in soil and vegetation, making them less likely to ignite. Finally, healthy forests with diverse species are better able to resist fires than those with fewer species or unhealthy ones. Healthy forests have thicker bark on their trunks and branches that protect them from burning embers carried by wind gusts. Main idea number 19. Trees play an important role in reducing the risk of landslides. Their roots act like anchors, helping to hold soil in place and preventing it from sliding down a slope. Trees also provide shelter for other plants that help to bind the soil together, further increasing its stability. In addition, trees absorb water through their roots and release it slowly into the atmosphere, which helps reduce runoff during heavy rains. The presence of trees can also reduce erosion by slowing down wind speeds and providing shade that prevents raindrops from hitting bare ground with too much force. This reduces the amount of sediment carried away by runoff or wind-blown dust. Finally, trees create a microclimate around them that is cooler than surrounding areas due to evapotranspiration, the process by which water evaporates from leaves and stems into the air. This cooling effect can help prevent rockslides caused by heat expansion. Main idea number 20. Trees are natural air filters, absorbing pollutants like nitrogen dioxide and ozone through their leaves and bark. They also absorb particulate matter such as dust, pollen, smoke, and other airborne particles. As trees take in these pollutants, they convert them into harmless substances that can be used by the tree itself or released back into the atmosphere. In addition to filtering out harmful pollutants from the air, trees also help reduce air pollution by releasing oxygen. Trees use photosynthesis to turn carbon dioxide into oxygen, which is then released back into the atmosphere. This process helps keep our planet's atmosphere clean and healthy. By planting more trees, we can help reduce air pollution levels in our cities and towns. Trees provide a natural way of cleaning up polluted air while providing us with fresh oxygen for breathing. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.